What's up, guys, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel of That Chick Angel TV.
My name is Marcus of That Chick Angel TV.
Yes, and in this podcast, me and my husband discuss topics, whether they be pop culture, whether they be, I don't know, something in our personal life.
And whatever it may be.
We gonna see, is this gonna cause an argument?
Yeah.
So let's real quick take care of some business. You can find this podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and now you can find it on Google Play. And of course, one more time, I'll say the name of the podcast. It's Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? You can also see the recording, the visual recording of this on my YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angel TV. So you get some exclusive content of our behind the scenes that I edit out of the sound of this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You can also find me on Instagram at That Chick Angel, Facebook at That Chick Angel, as well as two shows I do on Facebook, That Chick Angel's Monday Motivation and That Chick Angel's Mommy Confessions, and on Twitter at Angel the Actress. And babe, where can they find you?
At work.
Amen. That's right. At work.
Yeah.
But don't holler at them. You can say hi, but don't holler at them.
Get to it.
Why are you always trying to... Then you say something. You get us to it.
I'm telling you, get to it.
Then you look, get us to it.
Look, you got 15 minutes.
I am telling you to get us to it. You know the topic.
I don't remember the topic.
Use a damn lie. So, as some of you all may know who follow us on the YouTube channel, we have three sons, okay? We have an 8-year-old and we have 2-year-old twin boys. The twins were a surprise. We were going for a baby girl. And the Lord.
Hey, baby girl.
Yeah, we're going for one. Uno girl. And we got two more boys. So, you know, in the pregnancy, the twin reveal video that went viral, my husband was like, I'm done. I can get snipped now. Are you snipped?
No.
Exactly. He's not snipped. Which leaves the door open for me to want baby number four.
And four or five.
No. I want number four.
You wanted number two. And that's the.
Baby number four. Yes, I want to go for the girl one more time. Would I be upset if I got another boy? No, because I realize that there's something beautiful about the fact that God feels like I should mother boys. But I also don't feel like he's closed the door on me being able to have another baby, especially since my husband has not gotten snipped. And he could have. The twins are almost three.
Yeah, you're right.
Why are you being so...
Maybe once they hit three, there'll be a solid here. And I'm like, all right, we good. They good, I'm good. Let's do this.
So, anyways, I've been watching a lot of people's birth story. A lot of people on YouTube that I followed, they have had babies. So, a new family that I kind of follow on YouTube and Instagram are the Ellises. So I'll leave a link to who they are. They're a young black couple, very outgoing. They do skits, like little skits together. It's really cute. They had their third boy. They have three kids. My friend Dana and Tim, they had their seventh child. And then Gabe and Chad of Gay Babe TV just had their second child. Well, Dana and the Ellises did a home birth. Water birth, actually, at home.
Mm-hmm, I bet. They should. They got seven. They know what to do.
And...
Well, I pay somebody when you can just do it for sure.
You still pay somebody. Somebody shows up.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they do.
You've been through it seven times. You know the deal.
She's had them different multiple times. And then Gabrielle and Chad, they had a cesarean in the hospital. So... I brought this up to my husband today, and I was like, you know what? We're going to put this on the podcast.
Well, what do you think about a home birth?
That's what I asked. I said, what do you think about a home birth? Because what I was trying to tell him why are you oh my God? God, me.
Go.
You're the one who cut me off, so don't try to tell me go now. All this hemming and hawing, he's ridiculous. What what I was trying to tell him, I was like, there is something nice about the thought of him being able to lay in the bed with us, with me and the baby, after I have the baby, because it's not possible in the hospital because the beds are meant for one adult.
So yeah, that day and a half, I won't get to lay in the bed beside her and the baby.
But it's during my recovery time, the immediate recovery time, that I was like, oh, that might be sweet to have, like, the support of you. And he really,
like, her argument is so, like, it's just so weak. Oh, that would be sweet for you to just lay by me during my recovery time. No.
It wasn't an argument. I was just telling
him. No, I'm saying your stance on the whole thing. It's just like, really? That's the, like, I was like, I don't give a damn how you feel. So she's like, I just feel so bad that you uncomfortable and don't have to worry. Like, I don't give a damn how bad you feel that I'm uncomfortable and can't sleep.
I do, because it's exhausting. I mean, granted, I'm more exhausted than
him. She ain't laying there like, oh, he's so exhausted. I feel so bad for him. Get out of here.
No, I do think that, but I can't do anything about it in the hospital. I did make them bring in that one cot when we had little Marcus.
Yeah, you did.
See, I do think about it. I felt horrible they put you in that little nook. My 6'5" husband was in a nook the size of my desk. They were like, this is where you're going to sleep. I was like, that's not going
to
work.
It's up
not
going to work. A day and a half to 2 days. Because she in labor. And then, you think sleep, like, I ain't even thinking about sleep at that point. Like, when I sleep, it's going to be in a coma. I don't care what type of sleep I get or what I'm laying on.
I still think about
think
it.
Think about a home birth. Get out of here.
Well, listen. But also, Dana, she didn't have 7. She said that was the best one. All the rest she had at hospitals, she said that one was the best one. Her recovery was the easiest, even though her pregnancy was the hardest. Recovery was the easiest. It was so less stressful.
Okay, let me tell you what planet Dana, and what's her name? His name?
Tim.
Dana and Tim. They on Venus right now. I'm a couple light years away on Earth. 7.
Well, okay.
Don't compare nobody that's had 7 kids. Be like, well, let me tell you what they did for they 7.
I'll take
I'm
you.
I'm like,
to
shut
the,
up.
The Ellis's, they've only had 3. They just caught up with us, and even for her, she felt like this was the best.
Again,
why?
She's been pregnant 3 times. How many times you been pregnant?
Twice. But why are you making it seem like that's a huge difference? This would be our 3rd time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She did it on her 3rd time.
If we were to ever do that, yeah, it would be our 3rd time.
Yeah.
Nah.
I just thought.
Well, you have it at the house. I'm going to be at the hospital. I said, where your wife? She probably on the couch. Her and her friend Nina trying to live his baby. I might want to go check up on him.
No, I've actually never liked the idea of a home birth. It's never been anything that I've been interested in.
We used a water pool.
Shut up.
Plastic Walmart swimming pool. You try to give birth in.
No, that's not what they look like. And I would never do that. I would do it properly. The only reason why, I even gave it any thought was because I watched these two and I was just like, oh, and the whole, somebody else had brought up the recovery thing. And I was like, that is honestly something that does bother me in the hospital, is that you really don't have a place to lay down. That bothers me. I know you're saying it shouldn't, but you're supposed to be my teammate and I can't have my teammate being exhausted.
Have you ever noticed I was exhausted and not been there?
What you mean and not been there?
Have you ever noticed I was exhausted in the hospital to where I couldn't function and take care of your needs?
It's not that I don't think you can function. I still think that you should be able to get comfortable and get a good sleep or be able to sleep somewhere.
Oh, you think I'm going to do that with a new-ass baby in the bed?
Listen.
I can't do it until they're about 2 years. I just now got able to be able to sleep with them twins in the bed.
That's the face that he gave me when I was like, you can sleep. You don't want to sleep in the bed with me and the
no.
baby?
If you in the bed, I'm going to be on the couch.
I just thought, now I have actually, never really been down for the idea of home birth just because my house doesn't stay clean enough. And granted, yes, you know what? This should be called, is this going to cause a fight? Because I'm about to start slapping
you to the root of the subject.
I'm going to beat you in your face. My house doesn't stay clean enough, so I don't want to, even though, statistically, hospitals have way more germs and bacteria.
Mm-hmm, it's toughing the baby up. Expose them early. Good immune system. You laughing.
I know it's because you're a fool. That's why I'm laughing. You wonder why I'm laughing. Birth. But
yeah. You know what I compared our reactions to? If I was gonna be like, so Angel, this next gun, no, just hear me out.
No,
this next
it's gun not I'm gonna get
the
like
same. The much as much as she would care less about me the gun, I say I care about a home birth. Like, really?
It's just a thought. I didn't know if you would be down for it. Because the thing is, me and Marcus.
It's just a thought. I know if you'd be, it's a 50 caliber, Angel. Everybody don't have these.
No.
This can shoot through cars.
This is why. It's because me and Marcus.
It sounds like to me.
No, it's not. Let me tell you why I thought you might be like, I don't know. It's because me and Marcus are not ones to quickly jump on to what a doctor says. And sometimes in those situations, the hospital takes authority on what they're going to do to you, even if you don't agree, and that removes that.
See, because me and Angel don't completely trust the government. So if they ever want to come try to take the neighborhood over, we should have that type of gun.
Shut up. It's not the same.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, your analogy does not work.
Oh, it works.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It does not work. But this is what I was getting ready to tell him. And I said, no,
yeah,
I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I got to hear this because I haven't heard this.
No, this is not that bad. Now, the only thing that makes me not want to even contemplate a home birth, now I know I can't because you won't be there. even though.
It's like a mobster crime scene. Got to cover those ceiling and walls in plastic.
No. But even watching the videos and seeing how much the dad gets to participate is also beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't want to get into that water with me?
Hell no, I ain't getting... You know how goodwill I ain't getting in no water.
You would.
You crapping and shit and all in... No.
You would get in the water.
I'm not getting in no water.
You... If I were in labor with your child...
I would not get... Why the hell are we going to both be in the water?
If I needed you for support...
You ain't gonna... Support is out of the water. Somebody drowning, and if you on the shore and can save them, you stay your ass on the shore. I ain't jumping in no water.
It's not about, like, support of you.
Who you think
you
married to? I ain't getting in no water.
I know you wouldn't want to.
I'm not going
but
to.
But if I were crying and in pain.
Like, oh, I'm here for your support. No, I'm going to rub your back and your leg like I did when you was laying on that bed. Like, it's what happens when you decide to do this type of stuff in water.
You would get in that water.
Supposed to be in them stirrups. But no, you wouldn't get down in some water.
You would get in the water. You would get in the water. Yeah.
I'd be in a tub beside the water. Beside your water.
No.
Yeah.
You would be in my dirty water.
No, I wouldn't
water. Either. Yeah, you would.
You can't believe whatever helps you sleep.
You're more supportive than what you
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I am. You're right.
So
you're 100% right.
The only thing that makes...
I'm like, Angel, I'm going to drop the camera. I can't get in the
water. I'll be like, we got somebody. We got a DP.
No, we ain't either.
Yeah, we're going to have a DP.
I don't trust him with this footage. It got to be done right.
No, we would keep the footage. They would just shoot it. So the only thing... Not the only thing. The other thing that makes me go absolutely not to a home birth is that for our fourth child, I don't want to find out the sex of the baby until the baby's born. I don't.
She's going to be buying a bunch of green and yellow stuff.
No, this is what my... Okay, so first of all, I wasn't going to find the sex out of our second child until I found out we weren't having just a second child. We were having a second and third. And I felt like that was a big enough surprise for me. I didn't need any more surprises. Let me find out what we're having. But, you know, with the fourth, with the singleton, with one, I would want to go all the way through without knowing the gender of the baby, where Marcus said he can't.
Yeah.
Why can't you wait?
I just don't want to wait. You like surprises and stuff like it. Like the anniversary trip, you like that suspense of not knowing. I don't like that.
It's not that. It's not about the suspense of not knowing. For me, for the last baby, the reason why I don't want to know is because I feel like if I wait until the very end, there's no, like, I was so heartbroken when I didn't have a girl with these first two pregnancies. I mean, and Marcus was in the car with me. I wept when I found out both twins were boys. I don't want that experience anymore. So I feel like if I wait until the baby is here, I won't care if it's a boy or a girl. I'll just be happy to meet the baby. I won't have that whole experience of either let down. I mean, yeah, it could be like, and there won't be any letdown is the point of it. There won't be.
My mind is far beyond. That's why I don't like, one thing I don't like prayers, the angel knows this, is like too much room for error. It's like, the sex of the baby ain't really a big thing to me, but I do want to know. Uh-huh. I'm more concerned, like, all right, is everything there? Is anything missing? Is it too many of one thing? Like, or too many of whatever's supposed to be there? That's my biggest, my concern. Is everything good? Levels okay?
So, I mean, if those are your concerns, I don't understand why gender couldn't be something that...
Because that's one of the biggest parts of it.
But it's not a concern. The gender isn't a concern at all.
Okay. Regardless, I want to know.
So, what I would want to do is not know the gender.
Do a gender reveal party.
No. I want to... There would be no gender... The baby would be here, so there would be no gender reveal party. But once we found out the sex of the baby, already have it set up with, like, a designer friend, like Mr. Kate or something. Somebody could sponsor this, praise God, for YouTube. And while we're gone, have them put the nursery completely together. Like, while we're gone to the hospital. So when we come back, the nursery's together. Like, I would have sat down with somebody ahead of time and been like, this is my idea for a boy nursery. This is my idea for a girl nursery. In just concepts, and then allow them to, once they find out, because we'll be in the hospital for at least 2 days, they can put a full nursery together and have a beautiful nursery kind of reveal. I think that would just be so fun and so lovely.
I think this is what happens when you have too much time on your hands. These ideas just kind of just start up.
I think it sounds cute. Mm-hmm. And just, oh my goodness, could you imagine? Could you imagine me pushing out that baby? See, the only thing that sucks is that you...
I don't have to imagine. I've seen it.
No, that wasn't the end of the sentence. Okay. I just got lost in my thought of, oh, it doesn't really matter because you would know the gender of the baby already. So there wouldn't be any, like, joy. Well, there'll be some joy in your face because it's your new child. But, like, the joy of pushing out a baby and seeing that it was a girl, I would lose it.
Mm-hmm. Then we'd be in the, it's going to be one of those checkups. Like, there is another health detail. Once again.
Listen, I'm not trying to have a number 5. I just want number 4. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Of course, most of y'all are here for number 4. Most of the people that listen to this podcast.
Oh, everybody's going to be like, oh, Marcus, you can sit in the water. Y'all should have another baby. Don't be like, don't do Angel like it. I don't care what none of y'all say.
He's so rude.
No, because I know the comments is going to come. And, no, oh, my God, I can't believe
no,
this.
No, there are some women that have your back. I mean, no, some of them do. They're like, nah, I was done at 1. I feel you. There are people like it. And then, yes.
Well, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm just being cruel. Shut up.
You are.
I ain't being cruel.
Yeah, if
I gave you 3.
Don't look, first of all, let's not talk about you gave me 3.
That's what happened.
Whatever. So yeah.
Gave it to you.
And you're gonna give it to me one more time, is what I'm saying.
I'll give it to you a bunch of more times, but
it's gonna have a child. Yeah, there will be. Look, I have a timeline for him. Mm-hmm. And if by that time, end of that timeline, he is not snipped.
If she's coming out, I'm going to be going in. Well, I see you in the parking lot. I'll be about an hour.
What you talking about as I'm going out? What are you talking about?
Is you coming out.
Coming out of what?
To get your birth control.
To get mine removed. Yeah. You're going to be getting snipped. Mm-mm. All right, guys. We're going to have to close it off tonight. My husband's got to go to bed so he can go to work. But weigh in on this. Yeah. If you had the opportunity to do a home birth, would you? Or have you had a home birth and you feel like you knocked it out of the park and you would never go back to having one in the hospital? Let us know. I don't think Marcus really understands that.
No, I understand. My head goes off to you. That ain't for me.
It ain't for you.
Just like 4 kids ain't for me.
It's about to be, regardless of whether or not he thinks it is. All right, guys, make sure you come back, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after next. Again, we're doing these bi-monthly. Oh, no, bi-weekly. Semi-monthly, but bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks, this podcast will be up again.
Yeah, just say that, because the whole semi-monthly, bi-weekly. That could cause, that cause an argument between any two people. Ain't nobody gonna agree on that.
Well, semi-monthly, it was like a semi-annual sale. We'll be back
Wednesday after next. That's what how you handle.
We'll be back Wednesday after next again. Make sure you all rate us on iTunes. It makes us more discoverable, as well as on SoundCloud and Google Play. And please come on over to my YouTube channel, That's Your Angel TV, and subscribe so you can see more about our family vlogs, as well as other lifestyle content that I have been putting up. So you guys, thanks so much for listening in. We hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And excuse the flashing if you do watch the video.
Is it flashing?
Yeah, you don't see that?
Oh, you're talking about the light?
Yeah.
It does, that every video. It does. It does that every time. You bought me this light.
You're supposed to maintain it.
I have, and this is what it does.
You want another child?
Yep. Thanks. I'm going to get one. Yay.
One just left.
That's not, I want one that I push out myself. I want mine. My baby girl. All right, guys. We will talk to you all in 2 weeks. Be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.